others I had to learn along the way.
Yeah, it's an interesting experience, and we're not always successful, but with our artists, but we tried everything.
Yeah.
I remember Roger Miller was a close friend of mine and Chet's, and all. We had him signed to a label, to the label, and Chet said, Bob, I haven't been able to get a hit with him. You want to try? Yeah, okay. So we met and had a session, a 10 o'clock session, and we'd get right to recording, and Roger said, I don't want to do this dang song. And so he said, well, let's start it. Sure, yes, I hate this. Well, this went on, and about 11:30 or 11:45, session ended at 1. I dropped over to his office, and I said, Chet, we're not getting anything. He said, what's going on? I said, every time we get everybody rehearsed and ready to record, Roger don't want to sing. He said, well, I don't know what to do. But he said, just go ahead and stay with the session till it's over. And we can drop him, and maybe that'll shock him enough. He'll go somewhere and get a hit. I mean, that was our attitude.
Yep.
We weren't there to... these guys were friends and artists, talents,
mm-hmm.
and we recognized it wasn't their fault that we couldn't.
It
wasn't entirely theirs, but well, for whatever reason, well, he did. Roger went over to, was it Epic?
Yeah, and then he went over to Mercury and recorded with Jerry Kennedy.
He went over there, and Chet had said, maybe if we just take him in a club somewhere and let him sing. We said, I know, we've tried to. And I think, so we dropped him, and it did shock him. Well, the first place Roger came after he got his hit going was over to our place talking with me and Chet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because this was real perplexing. Another case was Waylon.
Mm-hmm.
And Chet had been recording Waylon a long time. They just couldn't get a big hit, you know. And the company was pressuring him, we better drop this guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Chet said, no, I know he can hit. Let's try him another year. Chet said, same way with Willie Nelson. I don't think from Willie's autobiography that he realized this, but he hadn't found himself as much as us finding him, for example, at RCA.
Yep.
Because I remember our meetings with, what are we going to do? And I've tried this, Chet said that. Well, we hired another producer and put him over there with him, Felton Jarvis.
Yep.
And Felton tried to get some hits with Willie. Felton was producing Elvis, so he tried, but all of us had the same kind of a thing. We looked to see if the chemistry was there. We'd pass an artist around.
Right.
Do you want to try him? You got an idea for him? You know, this was a cry, but later, I think Willie wrote out against RCA in his book, but actually he had been subject of many a discussion of what are we going to do, and
I'll bet, yeah,
and how can we get this guy going, because he's a good writer and everything,
yeah,
good
yeah.
singer,
yeah,
and so finally he made it on his own down in Texas,
yeah,
which was probably where he was supposed to be, but he came back with us in another way when they started doing the outlaw type.
Right, yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
you're welcome. I hope that it helps out.
Well, it sure did. It was a real pleasure, and I want to thank you again.
Okay.
You have a great night.
Okay. Call anytime.
Okay. Thanks,
right.
Bob.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.